Chapter 21. And looking up, he saw the men of wealth putting their offerings in the money box. And he saw a certain poor widow putting in a farthing. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has given more than all of them. For they gave out of their wealth, having more than enough for themselves, but she, even out of her need, has put in all her living." And some were talking about the temple, how it was made fair with beautiful stones and with offerings. But he said, "As for these things which you see, the days will come when not one stone will be resting on another, but all will be broken down." And they said to him, "Master, when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these events are to take place?" And he said, "Take care that you are not tricked, for a number of people will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. And when news of wars and troubled times comes to your ears, have no fear, for these things have to be, but the end will not be now." Then he said to them, "Nation will be moved against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earth shocks and outbursts of disease in a number of places, and men will be without food, and there will be wonders and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will take you and be very cruel to you, giving you up to the synagogues and to prisons, taking you before kings and rulers, because of my name. And it will be turned to a witness for you. So take care not to be troubled before the time comes, about what answers you will give, for I will give you words and wisdom, so that not one of those who are against you will be able to get the better of you, or to put you in the wrong. But you will be given up even by your fathers and mothers, your brothers and relations and friends, and some of you will be put to death. And you will be hated by all men, because of me. But not a hair of your head will come to destruction. By going through all these things, you will keep your lives. But when you see armies all round about Jerusalem, then be certain that her destruction is near. Then let those who are in Judea go in flight to the mountains, and those who are in the middle of the town go out, and let not those who are in the country come in. For these are the days of punishment, in which all the things in the writings will be put into effect. It will be hard for women who are with child, and for her with a baby at the breast, in those days. For great trouble will come on the land, and wrath on this people. And they will be put to death with the sword, and will be taken as prisoners into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be crushed under the feet of the Gentiles, till the times of the Gentiles are complete. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth, fear among the nations and doubt because of the loud noise of the sea and the waves. Men's strength will go from them in fear and in waiting for the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be moved. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. But when these things come about, let your heads be lifted up, because your salvation is near." And he made a story for them, "See the fig tree, and all the trees, when they put out their young leaves, you take note of it, and it is clear to you that summer is coming. In the same way, when you see these things taking place, you may be certain that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not come to an end till all things are complete. Heaven and earth will come to an end, but my words will not come to an end. But give attention to yourselves, for fear that your hearts become overfull of the pleasures of food and wine, and the cares of this life, and that day may come on you suddenly, and take you as in a net. For so it will come on all those who are living on the face of all the earth. But keep watch at all times with prayer, that you may be strong enough to come through all these things and take your place before the Son of Man." And every day he was teaching in the temple, and every night he went out to the mountain which is named the Mountain of Olives to take his rest. And all the people came early in the morning to give ear to his words in the temple.